A five-phase combinatorial approach for solving a fuzzy linear programming supply chain production planning problem. Welcome to Journal Club for December 19th, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Let's say you run a factory making home appliances, a toaster, and a blender. Your primary raw materials are plastic, metal, and glass. You get these from four different suppliers. Each supplier has a different level of quality, service, and price. You sell your appliances to wholesale customers, distributors, and big box stores. They all buy at different times in different amounts, and demand varies quite a bit month over month. As the head of operations, your goal is threefold. One, minimize your total supply chain costs. That means purchasing, production, labor, inventory, and shipping. Two, maximize the value of what you purchase from your suppliers. And three, minimize product shortages to ensure customer satisfaction and avoid financial penalties. So, what do you do? What do you purchase from each supplier and when? How much of it do you buy? How many toasters and blenders do you produce each month? Etc. In other words, how do you go about making the decisions that are critical to running the business? What numbers do you look at? And how do you ingest them and come to a conclusion? This is the scenario presented in today's paper. The authors argue that traditionally, you would solve this problem by gathering all your data, then solving it as a fuzzy linear programming problem. But in this case, they say that's not good enough. So this paper is introducing a new strategy that gets better results. It's a five-phase combinatorial method that integrates five separate ideas. Triangular intuitionistic fuzzy numbers, intuitionistic fuzzy linear programming, realistic robust programming, chance constrained programming, and augmented epsilon constraint. Their argument is that this new system improves on FLP, fuzzy linear programming, by allowing hesitation, ensuring robustness, considering both satisfaction and non-satisfaction levels, and generating Pareto optimal solutions, or Pareto optimal solutions, depending on who you ask. In previous episodes, we've talked at length about various types of linear programming, so I'm going to assume that you've got that down. If you want to review any of the previous episodes, you can go to the archive at journalclub.io/archive and ask for any of the previous episodes to be resent to you. But even with linear programming under our belt, that still leaves us with a bunch of more advanced ideas that we need to get a handle on in order to understand any of this. So I'm going to jump right into it. First, what kind of problem is this? What do we call it? Well, formally, it's called an SCPP, a supply chain production planning problem. And it is a type of multi-objective combinatorial optimization problem. Combinatorial optimization involves selecting the best combination of decisions from a finite but large set of possibilities. So what is fuzzy linear programming, and why is it the traditional method of solving this type of problem? Well, first, fuzzy logic is a mathematical approach that models uncertainty and imprecision by allowing variables to have degrees of truth rather than being strictly true or false. It uses membership functions to evaluate how much an element belongs to a set, enabling flexible reasoning, similar to human decision-making. Fuzzy linear programming, FLP, is an optimization method that extends traditional linear programming by incorporating fuzzy logic to handle uncertainty and imprecision in data. Unlike standard linear programming, which assumes exact values for costs, resources, and constraints, FLP models these parameters as fuzzy numbers, reflecting real-world conditions where data can be uncertain or incomplete. In FLP, objectives like minimizing costs or maximizing production are expressed with ranges of possible values, while constraints such as resource limits or demand forecasts are treated as flexible boundaries rather than fixed limits. This kind of system uses membership functions to evaluate how well different solutions satisfy these fuzzy constraints, balancing conflicting goals through a process that mimics human decision-making. This makes FLP particularly suitable for complex problems like supply chain production planning, where fluctuating customer demand, uncertain supplier performance, and variable production costs create a highly dynamic environment. By allowing decision makers to work with approximate data and generate compromise solutions, FLP has become the traditional approach for solving SCPP, supply chain production planning problems, providing more realistic and adaptive plans than more rigid mathematical models. However, its inability to handle hesitation and model robustness has led to modern enhancements like intuitionistic fuzzy linear programming and hybrid techniques, which better reflect the complexities of real-world decision-making. So that brings us to the solution these authors came up with, which includes intuitionistic fuzzy linear programming as the second step in its five-phase process. Before we get to that, let's talk about the first step. Phase one of the five-phase system is data preparation using triangular intuitionistic fuzzy numbers, TIFN, where uncertain data in the supply chain production planning problem are modeled using fuzzy logic. TIFN is called triangular because it uses three points to define both membership and non-membership degrees, optimistic, most likely, and pessimistic values, forming a triangular shape when plotted. It is intuitionistic because it also includes a hesitation margin, capturing uncertainty when data cannot be classified as fully belonging or not belonging to a set. This structure models uncertainty by considering both possibilities and decision makers' lack of confidence. The data is processed using a cut method, which fine-tunes the fuzzy representation based on acceptable confidence levels. This step ensures a realistic and flexible input model, preparing the system for robust optimization in the later phases. Phase two, as I mentioned, is intuitionistic fuzzy linear programming, IFLP, a method that extends traditional fuzzy linear programming, FLP, by incorporating both satisfaction and non-satisfaction levels for each objective. Like TIFN, it's called intuitionistic. This is because, in addition to measuring how well a solution satisfies a fuzzy constraint, that's membership, it also measures how much it fails to satisfy that constraint, non-membership, while accounting for the hesitation that occurs when neither can be determined with full certainty. In traditional FLP, only the degree of satisfaction is considered, which assumes that anything outside the membership function is simply not satisfied. However, real-world problems are more complex, where decision makers may be uncertain about the exact level of dissatisfaction. IFLP models this uncertainty by introducing a third component, the hesitation margin, which represents incomplete or ambiguous information. This richer representation allows IFLP to provide more nuanced solutions, balancing trade-offs between competing goals like minimizing costs and ensuring product availability, making it especially valuable in uncertain environments like supply chain production planning. Phase three is realistic robust programming, RRP, a method that creates solutions resilient to uncertainty by considering both optimal performance and worst-case scenarios. In traditional optimization, models aim for the best expected outcome, which can fail when actual conditions deviate from assumptions. RRP addresses this by balancing three key factors: the average expected performance, the range of possible deviations, and the feasibility of maintaining solutions within acceptable limits. It penalizes solutions that could perform poorly under extreme conditions while still prioritizing good to average results. This makes the model realistically robust, meaning it works well not only in typical scenarios, but also when unexpected changes occur. In supply chain production planning, RRP helps ensure stable production schedules, reliable supplier choices, and resilient inventory strategies. It does this by reducing the risk of disruptions caused by demand fluctuations, supplier delays, or cost variability. This approach ensures that the entire system operates effectively across a wide range of uncertain conditions. Phase four of the system is chance-constrained programming, CCP, a method that handles uncertainty by allowing constraints to be satisfied with a specified probability rather than requiring them to be met absolutely. In real-world scenarios, exact values for variables such as customer demand, supplier reliability, or production costs are often unknown. CCP addresses this by transforming uncertain constraints into probabilistic statements, ensuring that they are met at least a certain percentage of the time. For example, A constraint ensuring that monthly production meets customer demand might be required to hold true 95% of the time, reflecting a tolerance for occasional shortfalls. This approach enables decision makers to adjust the confidence level of constraints based on how critical they are, balancing risk and feasibility. By doing so, CCP provides a more flexible and realistic way to manage uncertainties, ensuring that key operational goals are achieved with high reliability while still accommodating variability in less critical areas. And finally, phase 5 is optimization using the augmented epsilon constraint, a method designed to generate Pareto-optimal solutions for multi-objective problems. A solution is considered Pareto-optimal when no objective can be improved without worsening at least one other objective, meaning the solutions are non-dominated and represent the best possible trade-offs. Unlike traditional optimization, which seeks a single best answer, augmented epsilon constraint finds a set of these optimal solutions by selecting one primary objective for optimization while treating other objectives as constraints with adjustable limits called epsilon values. These limits are varied across multiple iterations, generating a comprehensive set of trade-offs among conflicting goals. In supply chain production planning, this means balancing objectives like minimizing costs, reducing product shortages, and maximizing supplier value. The final result is a collection of conflict-resolving solutions that decision makers can choose from based on their specific priorities, ensuring flexibility, transparency, and better alignment with real-world business needs. The authors evaluated this system by applying it to a generalized version of the problem I presented at the beginning, toasters and blenders. They measured performance based on 3 key objectives: minimizing total supply chain costs, reducing product shortages, and maximizing supplier purchasing value. The new system achieved a total supply chain cost of $256K, representing a 4% reduction compared to the FLP's $268K. It also reduced product shortages by 9% versus FLP. Additionally, the 5-phase system achieved a supplier purchasing value 6% higher than FLP's. These results demonstrated that the new system provided more balanced and efficient trade-offs, generating Pareto-optimal solutions that outperform the traditional FLP approach across all major performance indicators. So, what are the key takeaways here? Well, combinatorial optimization problems like SCPP are everywhere. They occur in logistics planning, inventory management, production scheduling, transportation routing, workforce allocation, financial portfolio optimization, and even network design in telecommunications. And many of them are currently being solved with traditional FLP. This paper shows us that in some cases, there might be a better way. If we follow their lead and adopt more advanced hybrid methods that combine fuzzy logic, robust optimization, probabilistic constraints, and multi-objective trade-offs, then we might be able to solve these kinds of problems more efficiently and with greater resilience and adaptability in uncertain environments. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Digg signing off. See you tomorrow.